This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm in the company of the artist Liston in his gallery in Grundarfjörður in West Iceland. I've been here once before. We were on holiday driving up to the Westfjords in July, stopped off here. I bought one of the pieces, actually, that you made here in the gallery. Liston, great to talk to you today. Thanks for joining us on RÚV English Radio.
Yeah, thank you for visiting me.
So in your gallery here, it's just after 10 o'clock in the morning, you've just opened, and it's mainly stone that you work with, a lot of stonework here.
Yeah, I'm mostly working stone, but I also paint and work in wood and iron in between. Usually, if I get something in my hand, I try to make some art out of it. I don't know why, but it's just always, it comes from ideas to use it. As people are throwing something, some of them come visit me and ask if I can use it, and I try to make something out of it so people can enjoy, look at it.
And is this local stone, local wood?
Yeah, it's all stone from this area here. I mostly use two kinds of stone. Grey stone is from Rivi, and blue stone, that's are from here. They are different hardness in them, but as the stone is hardest, you use less power. So the grey stone is very good to work in because you can punch them very hard.
So the stoneworks, a lot of them are broken pieces of stone onto which you have carved shapes, which are familiar, of course, if you know the Helm of Awe and other similar staves, other similar shapes. Do you break the stones into those pieces, or do you find them like that and work on them?
These stones here are from the mountain behind the town. We call it the Priests. And this is what I began to make something out of when I was a kid. I made out of stones toys to play with.
Okay.
It's easy to make out of it because you can break out, they are thin, so you can break and make something.
See, have you broken that into that size then, which is about 20 centimeters by 10?
As it was when I
took
it. That's
how it was, okay.
But when I was making some animals or cars or something out of them, I was breaking to make something to play with.
Okay.
So
and you've sculpted a face onto that. I can see that face in other works you've done as well.
Yeah, I'm very interested about faces. The reason is we use face to talk together even if we don't use words. And I believe that in the beginning, when people, before humans got the voice to talk and language, they use faces to show each other how mood you are welcome, or I'm angry, or worried. And we use our faces more today than we understand. It's just, you see something in the grocery store and you can see he's sad or he's angry. And when I talk it to you, you see I'm smiling.
Yes, we're doing it now.
Always changing my faces.
Yes.
And we have always masks, and you put a new mask with each person you're talking to because you know him and you know how to act with him. And when you talk to the next piece, you take another mask. You're always changing your face.
And the influence then, as we mentioned here, is this a Helm of Awe or is this the compass? I always get them mixed up.
No. This is the Eve Helm, protect symbol. But this is the compass.
That's the compass.
Yeah, it's a little bit complicated, more complicated. And some people say it's more beautiful. He's very, very popular.
And this comes up a lot in your work. As I say, the piece that I bought from you back in July featured one of these staves, and they'll be very familiar, particularly if someone heads up to Holmavik, because you will see the Helm of Awe all over the place, won't you, as the town, town symbol.
Because it's popular. People are always asking about it. But the reason about these faces.
Yeah, so this is a smaller stone with a similar face, I think.
Yeah, because you see, there's always peace over the face I make. And the reason is I'm a peaceful man. And
is the face sleeping or just peaceful?
No, peaceful.
Just
it's
peaceful.
Just, yes, just it's going to work on you as calm. It's take you down. If you are a little bit upset, you look at it, you just it's take the bad power out of you. But I'm always telling the people, because the elves, they lived among humans in the past. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to be with humans because humans were so cruel. So they had the power to walk into the hills and rocks and mountains, and they did so. And I'm always making these faces because I believe they are in the stones to get them back, to help us to create a better world.
And do you think that is close then to being the face of an elf?
Yeah, because they are peaceful.
Yes.
That's the reason they went, so they could keep on living peaceful life. And I think that humans should think more about it, to be peaceful.
All these pieces then have a story.
Yeah, all pieces. There's some story. Usually when I take stones in my hand, or big or small, it don't matter, something begin to roll in my head. Some stories, or I see something. I think it's the stone is telling me what's in him. Maybe that's imagination or real. I don't know, and I don't care. I just do what comes.
Yes.
Yes. I begin to work with the stone and follow what comes. I don't decide what I'm doing. And it always comes some ideas when I begin to test them. Some stones don't want me to make something out of them now. So they have to wait.
So you're inspired, obviously, by the elves and their faces, inspired by the staves that we mentioned as well. Grundarfjörður is in a beautiful location, a very famous location for a lot of people as well, with the mountain, of course, at Kirkjufell. How much do the surroundings inspire you?
I was born here and raised up. So everything here is familiar for me. I almost know every piece or every stone. I know where everything is. Mm. So I can see the beauty in everything, also the mountains. They are high and sometimes dark, sometimes when the sun is shining, it's gold on them and so on. Every day is different.
Yes.
There's always new mountain, new light, and just as people that have been living in Iceland for a while, they know, just to wait a minute, you get a new weather and you get new colors.
Yes, so you've got a new palette every 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes,
from.
Always. Yeah. And it's the best thing I do in the morning when I wake up, or over the night, just to walk out to the motor and open the doors and see all every mountains, and see the water, see the sea, and listen to the birds.
Can we talk a bit about how you actually make the work then? Because there are woodworks here as well, but lots of stone, as we've said. I'm guessing here you've got some machines that make a lot of noise, if we switch them on.
Yeah, I got lots of machines. Sure, I have to work with machines, and sometimes some of them are small, like this here. A Dremel, it's not a how.
This is a
Dremel machine.
A Dremel, so this is the, you can mechanically carve into the stone.
I use wheels like this, diamond wheels, but I have to have them in, put my hands into water and carve them, because if there's too much heat on them, they just burn up.
Okay.
And I got also a bigger Dremel, and magicians outside.
Okay, we'll go. So we're passing lots of workbenches here, lots of machinery, lots of tools that carve into these. And some of these stones are pretty big. Some of these artworks are pretty big.
All these chisels, they are different. All carbide, handmade, very expensive. But some of them have owned them for 30, more than 30 years.
Really?
But see this one for more than 30 years, and I use it every day.
And it's still harder than all the stones that you've carved into.
So this is very good tools. It's from the United States. Mm. The company Troen Holters is the best in the world. And the flat one is to make things smooth. Mm. Mm. You see the smoothest thing, I do this one, and chisel, rounded chisels.
And here outside we've got some of the items on display, some of the artworks. And as I say, some of them are pretty big. I guess that tourists aren't taking these back in their suitcases.
No, but this is similar. I tell people when they visit me, when you go to Egypt and you see the pyramids,
yes,
yeah, you don't take them with you.
No.
You take the memories and what comes inside, the feelings you get when you see these big things that people have made somewhere in the past, and no one knows how.
But these items are for sale, at least the ones that were standing in front of just now.
For sale.
Tell me about this piece here, because this is on sale. It's about 30, 40 centimetres on each side, I would say. A grey stone with some patterns. No, and there's the face again on the top.
One, two, three, four, five faces.
Five faces on this.
Sometimes
piece of art.
I make faces all around. As is here, it's the same face. This is not the same face, but they use the same eyes.
Yes.
So they're a little bit mystical in this.
This is volcanic rock, I think, is it? Yeah, there's a lot of moss in it as well.
This is Iapis. Jaspis.
This?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's almost as hard as obsidian, and it's mostly used to make some jewelries out of.
Okay.
They just break a small pieces, 1 centimeter, and polish it. Obsidian. That's volcanic rock.
Yes.
That's what's happened when lots of volcano comes up under pressure of ice and cool very quickly down. Mm. It's more glass than stone.
Okay.
There's different kinds.
You might always be on the lookout for a good piece of stone, then, if you're walking around here.
Yeah, I look down.
Everyone else looks up.
When I'm walking, because it's too hard for me to go to the mountains. No, I never take stones from nature. I go to mines.
Okay.
But when I'm walking in the beach, I look down, because these stones are small and they are rolling around it, mm-hmm. and it's okay to take one or two. I just go, if I want to take 10 pieces, I just go and pick up 10 pieces.
Yes.
I don't take 100. I always just go and take exactly what I have to do now. But I go to mines to get stones, and there's lots of people who want to help here. No problem about getting things with machines and so on.
How long does it take then to make, say, one of the bigger pieces that we looked at? There are one of the larger pieces over here.
Yeah, it can take me 5 or 6 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. But I never work 10 hours working with a big stone, because when you begin to be tired,
yes,
you lose the energy that gives you pleasure. So I work mostly 6 hours with big things.
And do you have machinery that helps you lift all of this stuff? Because these are big stones.
Yeah, the company here beside.
Okay.
The truck company here beside. They come here and move all stones for me.
I guess the woodworks are a bit lighter, a bit more easy to move. Let's talk about some of those which are also here inside the gallery. This caught my eye as I came in. There are some woodworks here, all on a fishy theme.
Yeah, this is from a troller here. Where the troll goes inside onto the steer wheels, they put wood on the deck, and this is from the boat. So I make fish or birds.
So the fish are made from the boat fish. That would go fishing.
Yeah, yeah. It's just something that tells me to make fish out of it.
And there's a lot on a similar theme. What are these metal pieces? These are the fins.
Yeah, just some scrap. As much scrap as I can in my art. I reuse everything. And all the furniture that you see here inside is all buy it on the second-hand store, or some junk that I have been given to me, as with iron here and this everything here. This is just a piece of iron that I was throwing away. I cut it down and put my works on it. I try to reuse as much as I can in my art.
There's a real beauty in these pieces. And of course, this gallery is open to the public, and Grundefjord is a wonderful place. People will come here more maybe than they did 10 or 20 years ago. Are you finding that more people are coming through?
Yeah, there's lots of people come here. I get buses sometimes. And the same from the same companies. But over the summer months, when the ships are here, you get lots of ships every summer. It can be 200, 300, 400 people per day.
And what do people say when they see this?
They look more, when they are walking through, they look more on it as a museum.
Yes, yes.
But the sometimes, because I'm very interested by ancient art, and this is a little bit ancient, Sometimes I'm asked, when was this digged up? How long time? And then I see that I've done something right.
Tourists think that you've dug these pieces up, when in fact you made them.
Yeah. This is just some museum with old things. And probably when they look at me, because I'm not just like everybody here. There are lots of beard and lots of hair.
But the face, I mean, coming back to the face again, here it is on another piece that you've made. You do see it everywhere here in the gallery. It does have the feel, doesn't it, of an ancient face. It could be something that was dug up.
Yeah, it's ancient. It's because I'm very interesting about ancient art and folk art from all over the world, from people that was just making something from their heart. I make my piece by my heart is working, but I use my hand to make things. I don't know exactly why, but I think it's because we talk with our faces. Yeah. I'm very interested in faces.
The gallery's been here for, I think, 9 years.
Yeah,
in this location.
Yeah, 9 years probably now. But I've always been having some place to work with since I was a kid. Sometimes I think this is a disease because I have to do this. If I don't do this,
it's what you do.
Then I don't feel well. I just have to do something.
And so this gallery is open when you are working, which is most of the time, I guess.
Yeah, I'm mostly 90% of my lifetime here, and I begin to work somewhere around 6 or 7 in the morning and I work to 10 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
So it's open. If I'm here, it's open.
Okay.
Everybody's welcome. People don't have to buy anything. It's just they can come here just to chat and ask questions and so on.
Well, I recommend doing that. I recommend taking a piece of art as well. If something catches your eye, then buying it from here too. The gallery is in Grundefjörður, just down by the harbour, quite hard to miss. And you can just press the button and you'll speak to Liston. Thank you very much.
Thank you for visiting me.
Great to talk to you, Liston. Thank you. It's Ruv English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There's more from Ruv English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.